As promised, though, we're joined by the head basketball coach at Rhode Island, sixth season with the Rams. He led Rhode Island to an A-10 title and the NCAA tournament last season. They're 19-3. They're 11-0 in conference play. Best conference start in school history. They're number 18 in the AP poll, and they're at home against Davidson on Friday night. Rhode Island head coach Dan Hurley is my guest. Dan, it's good to have you back on. How are you?
Jim, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
Dan, great to have you. Looking forward to it. So you beat VCU. Let me start right there. You beat them Friday night by 13, Dan, in their place. It's a tough environment to play. What did it tell you about your guys that they could go out on the road and execute the way they did in a hostile environment?
And that just we're a deep, experienced team. You know, we've got great guard play. You know, we are a really good passing team. We don't turn the ball over a whole lot. And we force our opponent to be uncomfortable at their offensive end of the court. So we're a deep team. We're battle tested, and we're excited to finish the season strong.
Dan Hurley joining us. Let me stick on that point for 1 minute. That you're deep and you have experience. In fact, after the game, you said, "quote We out seniored them, out experienced them." It's a great line. Everybody always talks about the value of having seniors, but from a practical standpoint, how does that experience show up on the court?
Well, just you don't blink during the stretch of the games. You know, you have better shot selection. You tend to be a better passing team, you know, which creates better shots. And then, you know, you understand the value of playing high-level defense and the importance of rebounding the ball well and just all the things that mature teams do.
Dan Hurley joining us. You know, when you were on last year after you won the A-10 title and you were heading to the NCAA tournament, we talked about what E.C. Matthews has meant to your program. You're currently on a 14-game winning streak, and it's coincided with his return from a wrist injury. What's it meant to have him back playing once again?
Well, he attracts, you know, the other team's, you know, best perimeter defender, you know, and so much attention and scouting report that, you know, it just opens up the court, you know, for our other outstanding players. You know, and we could beat you at the three-point line, and we could beat you in the paint. You know, and then to have a guy the last 8 minutes of the game that could score big buckets, you know, those are the real players, the guys that can deliver down the stretch and, you know, hit big threes and get to the rim and finish. And he's a closer, and we win when he's on the court.
He's a closer, and you talked about the great guard play. He's part of that four-guard lineup that is so dangerous. I know you and your staff watched some film of Villanova before the season to see how they employed their four-guard lineups. What was your takeaway from those film sessions?
Oof, just how rock solid those guys are. You know, they're like brainwashed by Jay. They're just in the right spots on both ends of the court. You know, defensively, the level of communication and at the offensive end, just the spacing and the passing. And we were close last year. You know, we almost got Oregon in the round of 32. And we, you know, to take the next step, we knew we had to get better offensively, become a better passing team. And we just went to school on what Jay does.
Rhode Island head basketball coach Dan Hurley joins us. You know, about last year, you were close. You win the conference tournament, and then you make the tournament for the first time since Lamar Odom was a Ram, and you didn't just show up. You beat Creighton. You gave Oregon all they could handle in the next round. So what was that first taste of the tournament like, and then how much did that benefit your players coming into this season?
You know, for me, as a high school coach for 9 years, it was one of the reasons why I got into college. Was I wanted to experience that as a coach. You know, I experienced it as a player at Seton Hall, you know, and loved it. It was a thrill, but to take a program that was at the bottom of this league and build it from the ground up with this group of guys, it's just been an unbelievably rewarding experience. And the confidence that our players have from getting on that stage last year and playing real well and almost getting to the Sweet 16, being 2 minutes away with a lead. We're very, very hungry and determined to put ourselves back in that spot again.
You know, it's so true, Dan. When you got there, that program was struggling. They were at the bottom of the league, and now you have more than 100 wins at the school. You've got that trip to the tournament. Being in the top 20 now seems like a pretty normal thing, and you've got a monster recruiting class on the way. When you first arrived, I know you saw opportunity or you wouldn't have taken the shot, but did you see this level of success being possible at Rhode Island and this quickly?
Yeah, it was the Cat Mobleys, the Tyson Wheelers, you know, the Lamar Odoms, you know, Jim Harrick and Tom Penders and Al Skinner, you know, some of the great coaches and players that have made runs. And I felt like if they could do it, I could do it. It was about getting the right coaches and the right players in here and being able to recruit 3- and 4-star type talents to come in here.
You know, getting 3- and 4-star type talents, but Dan, for instance, I talked to Chris Mullin yesterday, and he talked about the need to recruit players who want to be coached. You bring a level of intensity to your practices and your games on the sideline. So how do you go about identifying guys? I mean, you need talent, obviously, but identifying the right guys who want to be coached.
I just think that kids get weeded out in our recruiting process, just understanding that they're going to be coached by a Hurley. You know, not everyone's going to sign on for that. You know, not everyone wants to have the same intensity in a June workout as you would in a January workout. You know, the standards, the levels of accountability. You know, we recruit guys that want to act out their career, want to grow as men, you know, get a great education and be ready to be successful. So, you know, we don't play around. You know, we develop our guys fully, and when you get those types of hungry guys, workers, you got a chance to do something great.
Dan Hurley, my guest. Listen, there's no way that I let you go without talking about intensity, without bringing up that vicious, savage, two-handed jam that you threw down at Roadie Madness back in October. Now, I know there may have been a trampoline involved, but from watching it, I feel like you did a lot more of the work than the trampoline did. What did it feel like to bring down the house like that, Dan? It was awesome.
No, well, listen, man, I was crushing it for like a month leading up to that with a lot of leg work, man. I was getting my squats. I was doing my deadlifts. You know, I knew right. That moment was coming. You know, and at 44 years old at the time, you know, there was a lot of heat on me. If I would have got stuck in that rim and fell on my back like a turtle, that would have been a bad, bad night. So, you know, I took the long run, man, and I hit the trampoline perfect, and I crushed it, man, and I became a legend.
All true. I couldn't have said that better. You hit that thing perfect. You threw it down. It was beautiful. And you did become a legend. The players, they loved it. They loved it. They rallied around it. That was a great, great moment. You've got Davidson at home on Friday night. You're back in the top 20. Another big year. Dan Hurley, my guest. Dan, you were and are a legend. Great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much. We'll do it again soon.
All right, Jim. Later, man.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. That was fun. You got to see the video. It's so good. He said, I took the long run. I've been working on my legs. I knew that if I fell on my back like a turtle, that would not have been a good night. So he goes, I hit it perfectly, and then I was a legend.